We continue our learning of Ilunishmas Davi ben Menachem Lushem Necham Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Ksuvos Perachas Mishnah Dalet. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we learned that there's a difference according to the Chachamim between Peros that fell to the woman when they are Mechubar LaKarka, when they are attached to the ground, and Peros that are Tlushin, that are detached from the ground, that fell to her, where we had said that if they're attached to the ground, those Peros have a halacha of Peros, and therefore they can be treated the way the husband is able to, according to the Chachamim, is able to eat from those peros. But if they're tullish, if they're already detached when they fell to her, so then they have the status of Karen. And therefore they're sold, and you buy land with it. So our Mishnah is coming to teach us that regarding the zechus of the husband on the peros that are mechubar or talush, that are attached or detached, at the time that he's divorcing his wife. What's the status of those peros, whether they're attached or detached, at the moment he's divorcing his wife? So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says like this, Mekom sheyipach kocho b'chnisasa, Hora kocho bitziasa. Literally means in a case where yipa kocho, he has a greater power, and that is when he gets married, when the husband and wife enter into chuppah. So hora kocho bitziasa at the time of divorce. So there's going to be it's his koach, his force, his powers is going to be weakened. Is going to be inferior. So what it means is like this. We're pointing out that the peros that the husband is zoche in when they have nisuin, that so those same types of peros, we'll see mechubar or talush, are going to be, his right to them is going to be weakened, meaning he's not going to be zoche in them when they get divorced. And the same thing is true, the reverse. Mekom shahora kocho b'chnisasa, the types of peros where when they got married, he was not able to be zoche in them, meaning his koach was weakened. So yofe yipa kocho b'tziasa. You'll see that he will have a superior power to them when they get divorced. So the Mishnah explains. Farshim say ketzad. How do we understand this case? So the Mishnah explains. Peros hamechubarin lakarka bichnisasa shelo. So when it came to peros that are mechubar lakarka, that fell to the woman, so when they get married, those peros belong to the husband. We said they have a din of peros, like the Chachamim's opinion in the previous Mishnah. Uvitziasa, but when they get divorced, if at the time of divorce there are peros that are mechubar lakarka, so shela, they belong to her, and she takes the karka along with the peros that are attached to it. So that's what we're saying. That's the first example of where he had greater rights to it when they got married, so she has greater rights to those peros, which are mechubar lakarka, when they get divorced. Vehatlushin min hakarka is the exact opposite. When it comes to peros that are detached from the ground, that fall to her, b'chnisasa, at the time then, if they fell to Yerusha, and now it's the time of Nisuin, so, and these are detached peros, shela, they belong to her in the sense they have the halacha of Karen, of principle. If you remember, what do we do with those peros? We sell them. The husband can't just eat them. We sell them, and the karka belongs to her, and the husband now eats the peros from that karka that they buy. But the peros themselves that fell to her, Yusha, don't belong to him. They belong to her at the time of marriage, and therefore you sell them to buy Karen, to buy karka. Uvitziasa, but at the time of divorce, if at the time of divorce she had peros that are talush, that are detached from the ground, then shelo, they belong to the husband. Because since the husband obviously plucked them, detached them when they were married, he was zoche in them as the halacha of peros normally are when it comes to nichsei malug. Now the Gemara says that regarding the peros that are mechubar lakarka, the Chachamim disagree. Remember, this is all Rabbi Shimon speaking on our Mishnah. And the Gemara says that the Chachamim disagree regarding the peros that are mechubar lakarka, which was the resha of the Mishnah. And they hold that the same way b'chnisasa, when they get married, they belong to the husband, meaning they have a din of peros. So too, When they get divorced, that mechubar lakarka as well, peros mechubar lakarka, they also belong to him, meaning according to the Chacham, and that peros that grew in the reshuf of the Baal belong to him, even though they are still attached to the ground. But the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon. Now the next Perek Ches Mishnah Hey is going to go back to the halacha we learned in Mishnah Gimel. We spoke about a case where a woman had cash or peros fall to her with as Yerusha. So what was the halacha there? Yilakach behen karka v'uachel peros. So they have a din of Karen, and you have to buy karka, and the principal of that land belongs to the wife, and the husband eats peros. So the Chachamim established over there that this was true. Why would he buy karka and eat peros? Because we want to guard, we want to protect the nechasim of the woman, that the karen is kayemesla, remains hers, and the baal only eats the peros. So the Mishnah is going to, this Mishnah is going to continue on regarding that halach, and it's coming to teach us there are situations where a woman can prevent the sale of the nechasim of her Yerusha. We said, what do you mean? You buy land and the husband eats peros. Now there are times where we don't have to do that, and it's because of kvod avia, kvod beis avia, the pride of her father's house, for whatever reason, that that she does not have to sell those items and bar karka with them, as we will see. Naflula avadim ushvachos zikenim. If the woman had for Yerusha falling from her father's house, she had slaves or maidservants that were elderly. They can't do much work. They can do lighter jobs, and we're also afraid they may die. So yimachrus, the husband has the right to sell these avadim ushvachos. And buy with them land, and then the husband will eat the peros, because after all, if you don't do that, they may die, the husband will get nothing out of it. So, and the woman cannot prevent him from doing so. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo timkor, meaning, Rabban Shimon Gamliel disagrees with the Tanakham, it says the woman has the right to be ma'akev, to prevent the husband from selling these elderly avadim and shvachos, mitbnei, shehein, shvach, beis avia. These are kavod beis avia. This is, and Rashi explained that they are l'shemelu tiferes. He's very close with these avadim v'shvachos. It's part of the pride of her father's house, and she has the right to prevent the husband from selling these elderly avadim v'shvachos. Naflu la zaysim ugufanim zakenim. Let's say what fell to her Yerusha were these old vines, these old olive trees that don't produce much at all. So yimachul eitzim v'ilakach ben karka v'uchal peros. So the husband has the right, says the Tanakhama, to sell them for their wood, because you're certainly not selling for their fruit. And with that money, he'll buy land, and the woman will own the principal, his wife, and he'll eat the peros from that which he buys. So Rabbi Hu, that's the Tanakhama's opinion. Rabbi Hu, Omer lo timkor, the woman can prevent him from selling these olive trees and these vines, mipnei shehein, shvach beis avir. Once again, this is the pride of her father's house, this is the glory of his house, he's very close with these trees, he's been there for a long time. So says Rabbi Yudish, she has the right to prevent the husband from selling them. Once again, Mibnei Shehein, Shvach Beis Avia. The Gemara says the following and qualifies this. Machlokus Bisader Shehein Ashela. This machlokus between the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda is where does Rabbi Yehuda say, where does Rutach Tanakama says she it should not be so, he has the right, the husband has the right to sell them. That's where the Zaysim and the Gefanim are on someone else's land. But if they're growing on her own field, divrei hakolo timkor, then everyone agrees. In the Tanakhama has the says that the woman has the right to say this is no, don't sell them. Bnei shem shevach shvach beis avia. The whole machlokus is where these items, these the olive tree or the vines were growing in someone else's field. But if it's in the woman's field herself, so that's certainly shvach beis avia, everyone would agree that she has the right to prevent the husband from selling them to buy karka. Hamotzi hotzos al nechse ishto. Says the Mishnah, you have a husband who's investing in the nechasim of his wife, the nechsei mulug, and he wants them to be improved. So she brought an estate, a piece of land into the marriage, and he wants to invest a little bit, so it'll produce a lot more. Hotzi harbe va'achal kima. Kima v'achal harbe, masha hotzi hotzi, masha achal achal. Either way, whether he spent a lot of money and it ended up producing very little, meaning he invested a lot of money in it, but it didn't really produce, or Kimmo, he invested very little money and Achal Harbe and a lot of payros were produced, and now he wants to divorce her. Says the Mishnah, Masha Hotzi Hotzi Masha Achal Achal, he cannot, whatever he spent, whatever peros he ate from that which he invested, he ate, and he cannot be Tovea, he cannot come and claim any more of his expenditure from the woman. Hotzi of Veloa Achal, but let's say he invested a lot of money into the Nichse Malug. And remember, this is Karen McPrincipal's hers, but the peros belong to him. Spent a lot of money, v'lo ochal, and he did not eat any of the peros. It produced, but he didn't eat any of them. He gained nothing from that which he invested. And now he comes to divorce her. Yishava kamahotzi v'yitol. Then he takes an oath how much money what the expenses were. And he's able to take those expenses from his wife because he ended up not eating any of the peros of that which he invested in. The Gemara says this is only true if the nechassim improved corresponding to parallel to that which he invested, or they improved even more than what he invested. But that's then through the shvua, he's able to get money. He's able to, that which he's through the shvua, she has to pay him for the expenses that he invested. But if, let's say, the hotza'ah was yisera ala shevach, which means he spent a lot of money and it only produced less than that, the only thing he could collect from the shvua is the shevach, the improvement. The rest he's going to lose out on.